I'm Melissa Howell.
A plea to reopen schools from the mom who's an infectious disease scientist. I'm Dick Yuliano.
Why Montgomery County Police and schools are being sued by the mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Thanks for listening tonight in Washington. It's 6 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Lisa Mateo. His countless interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and regular everyday Americans made him a broadcast star. Now the nation remembers the life of a legend.
Next on Larry King Live.
In the land of talk shows, there was once a king who reigned over most of the others. Larry King, who interviewed pretty much everyone who was anyone, from Richard Nixon.
What is it like to do it? To ascend men to die.
Being president during a war is difficult.
To the charmingly irritating Miss Piggy.
Piggy, I wasn't making a move for you.
Fine.
King described himself as a poor kid from Brooklyn who grew up to pinch himself every day because he never imagined being a voice heard round the world. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Larry King was 87. President Joe Biden assured local leaders they will have financial support during the pandemic through his relief bill.
$350 billion for state and local governments to keep educators, first responders, cops, firefighters, etc. on the job. And you'll have a greater flexibility to use the funding to meet what other needs you have. And we know you have to balance your budgets. We know the strain on you.
He spoke at the Conference of Mayors winter meeting in a pre-taped interview. The mutations of the coronavirus are spreading to other countries, and it has experts in the U.S. concerned.
When it comes to the strain being seen in South Africa,
it really knocks out the effect of certain of the monoclonal antibodies, but it also diminishes significantly the efficacy of the vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says they're also watching the strain in Brazil closely. He says neither variant has impacted the U.S.'s response, though we need to be ready to.
We don't have to do it now, but modify if necessary the vaccine.
Mike Murillo for CBS News, Washington.
In Russia, supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny take to the streets.
For once, the anti-corruption campaigner Alexei Navalny wasn't leading the protests. He's behind bars. It was his supporters who hit the streets on Saturday, furious about his arrest and what they see as the corrupt and abusive Russian government. Police immediately moved in to shut them down.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reporting, hundreds were detained. Your dreams of winning a $1 billion jackpot have been crushed.
The winning Mega Millions ticket was bought in Michigan.
Tonight, money number to 42, 26, 60, 54, and the gold Mega Millions 24.
The top prize has been growing since September 15th when a winning ticket was sold in Wisconsin. The next estimated Mega Millions jackpot is $20 million for Tuesday's drawing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
New year, new budgets. Dell Technologies advisors give you real-time tailored advice. Plus, right now, get big savings on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 6:03 on this Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 31 degrees. We're going down to the teens and 20s tonight. Good evening, I'm Sarah Jacobs, and here are the top local stories we're following this hour. The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol brought law enforcement and military personnel from all over into D.C. to help protect that building. And now we're learning many of those who responded are coming down with COVID-19.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol Police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A 20-year-old D.C. man is among several more people facing federal charges in connection to the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. says Emmanuel Jackson was caught on video repeatedly punching a U.S. Capitol police officer while attempting to enter the building January 6th. He's later seen striking a group of Capitol and D.C. police officers with a metal baseball bat. 51-year-old Jeffrey Sable of Colorado is accused of being part of a group that dragged a D.C. police officer down a set of exterior stairs of the Capitol and beat the officer. Sable was arrested after a traffic stop in New York, during which he admitted to being wanted by the FBI. The FBI is still collecting tips, photos, and videos related to the siege of the U.S. Capitol. Well, because of the pandemic, a lot of kids haven't been in a school building since last March. A Montgomery County parent and infectious disease scientist says it's time schools reopen to in-person learning.
Immunologist Marjorie Smelkinson, with children in kindergarten, first, third, and fourth grades, has been fighting to get the schools reopened.
If we thought that there was an actual risk, we would not be fighting this hard. But the science is saying that the spread in school is minimal.
Dr. Smelkinson acknowledges the fear after more than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. But she says schools that stick to safety protocols don't stoke community transmission.
Masking, distancing, hand hygiene, those kinds of things. We do need to open our schools, but also have strong protocols in place.
Montgomery County says it's assessing state guidance after Governor Hogan urged school systems to offer at least some remote learning by March 1st. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The family of a 5-year-old Silver Spring boy is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Shanta Grant says last January, her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a 5-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, 5-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Health plans offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are not allowed to provide abortion coverage. But that's a ban that would be lifted under a bill just passed by Virginia's state Senate.
Abortion is the only legal medical procedure that is banned under the health exchange here.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan saying the bill would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options. But opponents like Republican Senator Steve Newman express concern that federal subsidies that help cover the cost of plans could in some cases go to abortion services.
There are some of us that believe that on this very controversial item that no tax money should be used in this way.
The bill passed in the Senate almost entirely along party lines. It now heads to the House. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A wintry mix heading into our region. Details just ahead in traffic and weather on the 8th. It's 6:07.
Hey, psst. Yeah, you. You want to buy some low-priced groceries? Just follow me.